9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Gough. It's 5 o'clock on a Monday, so you've tuned into the right place. You're listening to WMCB LP Greenfield, 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts, or online at WMCB.net. I've got so much new music that I'm excited to play for everyone, some new vinyl for me, and some things I've been scouring all over the internet, gleaning for hidden gems. I'm sure someone else has found them. I don't pretend that I'm like some deep, rare groove guy that can only find the things lost to time. The first thing we're going to play is a song by The Meters, and I just realized I've never played The Meters. I play funky stuff all the time, and I've never played our local connection to classic funk creation, The Meters. So I'm going to play a song from their album New Directions. This is the first song after this. This song is called Funkify Your Life.
Yeah.
Do you want to get on down? Do you want to be the funkiest one in town? Do you want to be funky to a T? Well, you were just listening to The Way to Funkify Your Life. That was by The Meters, and that was kind of a how-to, a 1-2-3, if you will. That's as easy as ABC. Do, re, mi. Just funkify your life. Get on down and be the funkiest one in town. I want to acknowledge some DJ work that happens before me, and I'd like to make sure I do this every week because I'm so excited about how many live DJs there are here at WMCBLP Greenfield 107.9 FM every single day of the week, not the weekends. Okay, so on Mondays, you can start your day with a live show, and that would be, let me make sure I know that, that would be Brain Rot with two DJs there. That's a brand new show. They've been going on, I think this is their fourth week today. Then there's also a live show from 11 to 1 p.m. That's a two-hour show. Rock Talk with Raff, and there's a wide variety of music on there. And then from 3 to 4, there's another live show with DJ Squid Dishes, and that show is called Pretty Vacant. After that, we have Piece of Work with Michael, and that's from 4 to 5. And then you have yours truly, DJ Vincent Dan Goh, and the Capsule, which is Voyager 3. You can join the Voyager 3 Nation and listen to lots of funky, strange stuff and a couple of weird words along the way. So we have 5 different live DJs on Monday alone. We have so much going on here at WMCB LP Greenfield. If you have any interest in becoming a DJ yourself, you can go to WMCB.net, or you could call the station here anytime at 413-475-3958, and you could get a hold of the station manager, Sydney, who is super nice. You can talk to whoever's on the radio at a given time. You could email me at voyager3wmcb@gmail.com, and I'll also answer any question for you. Also, if you just have a song that you're like, hey, Vincent, you've been neglecting this artist or song, or here's something I really want to hear, or I want to make a dedication to my long lost love on the other side of Greenfield, that would be so awesome. Maybe you'd like to dedicate a song such as this. I'm going to dedicate this song to a friend of mine in Greenfield. I'm going to dedicate this to my friend Sarah Brown. Counselor Sarah Brown, that is. Okay, very official. This is the song Bob Scoured. That's the name of the song, Bob Scoured by James Brown. I'm not sure if she's listening or not, but I do hope she likes the sound. It's kind of psychedelic. She's a hippie, so. She lives in a housing co-op. I can't imagine she would identify as a hippie. But this one's for her all the same. Thank you, Sarah Brown. Thank you for counseling us. Thank you. All right. I hope you like that. That was some psychedelia from James Brown. Not what he's always known for, but what I love him for, among many other things. Okay, this next song is a song by the band East Coast. And this song is called, let me make sure I get this right, Anything You Have in Mind. Okay, it's kind of sweet. It's kind of soulful. I picked this up because I noticed that this is put out by a record label created and organized by one of my favorites. That would be Bernard Pretty Purdy. If you listen to Voyager 3 with any regularity, you know that he's one of the stars in the constellation that make up this show. While we fly out there on our starship Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Gough, I do hope you like the song by a band called The East Coast. I think that they got a lot to offer. Enjoy their twang, enjoy their soul, and vocals. You'll hear some singing on this show from time to time. I do hope you like it. Finally purchased my favorite Jimmy McGriff record. It's a little pricier than most of them. Every track on this is perfect. Speaking of tracks, this is Back on Track. Thank you.
Byron's, a poser's paradise. No matter what the latest style in the shops is, there are always some kids who come up with their own look, and Grafton Street is their catwalk. At the moment, there are lots of different groups around. They call themselves names like goths, cureheads, psychobillies, and they dress a certain way depending on the kind of music they like. We decided to check out some of these styles.
We'll be right back.
All aboard. You're on Voyager 3 with your captain, Vincent Dan Goh. It's 5:26. We're going out there. We're listening to a lot of soul and funk tonight. I do hope you like the music. This next song will be a bit of a departure. We're going to be listening to the song Vision Divina. Okay, well, I do hope that everybody's enjoying the music here tonight. There's a lot of different genres happening, and I hope that's bringing people to a fun and exciting space to start their week. It is only Monday, after all, but I like to start the week by going out there. I like to go in orbit through the stratosphere and through the various layers of nitrogen molecules in our atmosphere, and then I like to take it a bit further. I like to see the natural and artificial satellites orbiting our beautiful terraform a planet. The blue marble that so many of us cherish so dear. This next song we're going to listen to is called Dopus Number 1. I believe it's a reference to some chemical enhancements that someone can alter their consciousness with. Emphasis on the dope-us. I do hope you like it. If you are interested in that song that played on a contemporary Gorillaz song, that was, believe it or not, the name of that song was Feel Good Inc., and that was by a band called Cooking on Three Burners. Next, we listen to the song, which is also the name of the band, Vision Divina, with the same name for the song. And that's from High Records, which is kind of a treasure trove of some rare Latin grooves. Next we're going to listen to Dopus Number 1. That's going to be awesome. Before we get there, though, I just wanted to remind everybody that this show is underwritten by Greenfield Divinity Rods. Sometimes the answer is right under your feet. Just this past weekend, I used my friends at Divinity Rods, Greenfield Divinity Rods, that is, because I was suspicious of some sinkholes that appeared this spring when we were putting away all of the gobbledygook last fall around the yard, all the twigs and leaves and chairs and buckets and various things that people tend to acquire. I noticed the ground was solid and everything was shipshape. As the snow started to melt, I noticed a few depressions that were about 6 feet long in nature, and I contacted Greenfield Divinity Rods because I was a bit suspicious about their shape and orientation. They are aligned north to south and are about 6 feet long and about 2.5 feet wide. You might see where I'm going with this. After the next couple of songs, I'm going to let you know what Greenfield Divinity Rods revealed. And this is just a testimonial. I would only support products or services that I have tested indeed myself. So if anybody's looking at suspicious holes in their yard, now that might be water sources. It could be sources of oil. It could also be the deceased or relics from the past that people did hold in sincere possession, I'm told. They could just be artifacts. It's not always physical remains of human bodies, but I'll leave it at that because I'm still trying to figure out how this happened over the course of the winter.
Thank you. fate. Never thank a grouch.
Signal for a mystery sound. All calls out to a mystery sound. I've been trying to get DJ Lava Dragon to submit one, but no dice. So that's kind of my bat signal there. I'm hoping that if you have it in your heart, you might find something throughout your week and submit it to me that you would like to mystify the minds of Greenfielders with a mystery sound. If you call here at 413-475-3958, I will accept your mystery sound, give you a sound request. I'll even send a couple of stickers with the Voyager 3 brand on it because I have some new stickers that I'm very proud of I designed myself. If you want to email me at Voyager3WMCB@gmail.com, I will also send you some stickers. Send me a mystery sound. Record something on Das Handy or your cell phone for the non-German speakers in Greenfield. If you record a mystery sound and record a reveal, you would need both and need the sound and a reveal. It can be played here on live radio, maybe as soon as next Monday. So the call is out there. If you have a mystery sound, please send it here to Voyager3WMCB@gmail.com, and I will gladly accept. The next song we're going to listen to is by a favorite contemporary band of mine, Black Market Brass. And we're going to hear just part one. This is called So Who. I'll cue it up now. This is called So Who. It's a real groovy one. I hope you enjoy it. Let it take you out there. Let you groove. You're listening to WMCB LP Greenfield. 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts. Enjoy.
Thank you. just out of simple curiosity. Question is, where do young people go in the dark hours of a London night? Well, a rather bewildered Bill Wigmore has been seeking one answer by venturing into a place called the Bat Cave, just off Carnaby Street, where things happen on Wednesdays. Very curious.
Last stop on the Voyager 3. This is your captain speaking, Vincent Damgo. You're listening to WMCBLP Greenfield. That's 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts, or WMCB.net. Well, to tell you the end of this thrilling drama that affected me as I called my show underwriter, Divinity Rods by Greenfield, I was made aware that the two depressions in my front lawn, after going around for several hours because the Divinity Rod specialists were so concerned about the presence that they were feeling there, they could tell that there was two small boxes in the ground. They were about 4 feet down or so from what they could surmise. And they could also tell that there was an inscription on each of the boxes. They looked like they were made, they could maybe fit the size of an adult sleeping bag in each one if one was to lay out straight. Within that human shape box, or size box, I should say, about a couple feet down in the ground in my yard, which, again, it wasn't there in the fall, but revealed itself in the spring, they could tell that there was particular inscriptions on both of them. One of them said, "You," and the other box said, "Me." One box said "you" and one box said "me." I have yet to dig down there and see if that's true or not, but if you would like to discover what winter has embedded in your lawn or neighbor's lawn or wherever you'd like, public, property, private, doesn't matter, Greenfield Divinity Rods will divine anything, anywhere, anytime. Well, on that note, there is one more song that I think I'll have time to play for you. This song is called Miss Thing, and it's from a jazz flautist that I've been listening to a lot lately. This is by Herbert Laws. This song is called Miss Thing, and as you start to enjoy it, I do hope that you remember to be good to your neighbors. Please make sure that you're good to everyone. Be good to yourself. Just be good. And good night.